If you don't like what we tell you to believe in, we'll kill you.
Stuff.biz.
It is Monday morning. There is no squeaking dryer. There is a bad apple
also,
camera. There's all kinds of stuff. There's no bonking. I don't hear any bonking.
There's no stream either.
Oh, right. I'm sorry. I did leave and come back to Discord so many times because it changed my settings for me. We're on a new arc where the Apple, Tahoe and Discord aren't working together again, where I have to can't just set the same audio device in both things. So it's not got a minor tone. Yes. But that's okay. Number 1494.
This is the good stuff. The right stuff.
Men of our race are still being born with the...
Hello and welcome to the free edition of the Daily Showa on therightstuff.biz. If you're hearing this message, it's because you're not subscribed. And we need you to join our ranks and support our programming as we are 100% listener-funded. There are no advertisers. There are no mega donors. There is just you, the listener, keeping us in business. So navigate to therightstuff.biz/paywall, where you can use your credit card, yes, credit card, for instant access with auto-recurring charges monthly, quarterly, every 6 months, or every year. Alternatively, we also offer cryptocurrency payments as well as money orders paid by mail. So thank you for listening. Enjoy the first half of the show on therightstuff.biz.
Right stuff.
Yes, that's the thing.
I could fuck everything up. If people want to see my beautiful face, I know everyone always tells me, Mike, you're so good looking and handsome. We just want to see more of your face in really high definition. I mean, I go ahead and do this, right? I could like, how are you? You see, it's a better camera.
Not really.
But, no, it is. If I had it centered and lit in my face lit properly, it's a much better camera.
I guess so.
This is like
$99 Logitech webcam garbage right here coming out of an Apple Retina display,
trash.
Which is
this, wow.
Anyway.
And this piece of equipment is going back to the store today.
The store.
Yeah, I'm thinking back to the store.
Oh God!
Yeah, so that I did do the whole Michael Rapaport sex store rant that we did. I posted that up on Twitter. That was fun. I'm surprised I didn't get banned for it because it was pretty harsh. I had some pretty harsh things to say. But whatever. Who cares? Who gives a fuck? I was banned from Twitter for a week, and then I really didn't want to go back on it. Like when I got unbanned, I was so reluctant to return.
Well, enough about the sex store. What about the oil store?
Oil store? You gonna go to the gas store?
Is that still under lockdown?
Yeah, you're not going to get one of those in in America. Gas stores. Yeah. Well, what's going on at the gas store?
I guess we're just in a forever war with Iran.
Yeah, that's just it's not ending. It's just not stopping.
It's just going to keep going.
And we're not going to come to any peace deal. It's like, bro, it's like 0 days since Barack Ravid wrote an article saying... Yeah. We are this close to an agreement, and it's like, what is even the point? It's also funny how, before this war, like, I was wary of Barack Ravid. Like, I knew about him, and a bunch of, people active in the community interested in the Israel stuff, like, interested in the kind of things we're interested in, and, people in some of the Arab communities and such, like, they knew about Barack Ravid, but it wasn't, like, mainstream knowledge. It is now mainstream knowledge that this guy is not to be trusted, and like his, he was an intelligence agent for Israel, and like just like fuck that. So, very funny. He's basically, and he had like a bit of a crash out, I think, a couple weeks ago on Twitter, like complaining about the fact that like everybody's just assuming when they see his name that this shit is fake now. Which, yeah, I mean, it's a reasonable assumption, or at least there's some. He's got some kind of thing going on. Like, he's not just publishing that shit for his health. It's like, he's got some other agenda. But,
What happened over the weekend? So we exchanged a little bit of fire.
Dude.
They shot down a drone, and
it's the same every weekend. It was the same as last weekend. some little tit for tat. Now, I also heard that the Iranians actually did more damage to a U.S. base in Kuwait that included actually That's putting some soldiers in the hospital, and they have not. And this was sort of, you know, kind of we let that go, right? So to me, this says that either we do not want to restart the actual hot, as they say. I think they say kinetic, the kinetic war. We don't want to start kinetic hostilities. Like, we don't want to start, like, the hot war, like, active combat, like, active bombing. We don't really want to start that again because the hit on the missile hit on the base in Kuwait would have been a perfect excuse for that, as would any of the other drone or short-range cruise missile hits on any of the ships, any of it. Like, they have the excuses, right, if they chose to take such an incident and spin it up and get the media into a frenzy and then go and attack Iran again. They have had multiple things based on which they could have done that for weeks, right? And they're not doing it. So they don't, I think that's the only thing I take from that is that they don't seem to want to do that. So then I don't know what they want to do. And the Iranians, of course, would love everything to stop, but they're not going to do that. They're not going to make concessions to
America. No, they're not. They're not going to give up their position to stop. Like, no, you stop. Like, you're in the weaker position. But they have this.
Right.
But Jews are in power, and the idiot fucking the idiot orange man is in charge over here. So it doesn't end if they don't say it's okay. So they can't give it up. They can't give up. So
yeah, there was a little discussion on Twitter over the weekend about like the lack of enthusiasm for the 250th anniversary of the founding of this shithole country.
Oh yeah, that's
been it's like it's really hard to be patriotic now, when your country is just run by Israel.
Well, it's not just that. Like there were artists pulling out of whatever concert they were trying to plan. Which hilariously, I saw like Brett Michaels was like people wanted to see Brett Michaels anyway. But yeah, it's like he was pulling out. Yeah. And then Trump did another long, like, quite frankly, Truth Social post about how bad that all it is. Like, yeah. Good luck to you. Like, yeah, no one wants to. Mm-hmm. No one wants to do this. Is the UFC fight still happening? Like, are we still going to have a UFC battle on the White House lawn? Like,
yeah, that's happening next month.
I thought it was so kind of funny that
you get all updates when you wanted that from Too Lazy to Try. He's been
he like scheduled these musicians like Brett Michaels and stuff, and then whenever they couldn't pull through, it's like, well, they sucked anyway.
Yeah,
screw them. Typical Trump. Well, I had a little tantrum.
That's such typical Trump.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, and then he's like, I'm just going to do a rally.
Okay, so
just go to the Trump rally instead.
You can't have, like, who's the guy that does, like, the fucking proud to be an American? You can't just have Lee Greenwood Trump. Like, I know he'll probably kiss her ass until he's dead, but, like, nobody wants to hear that shit.
The worst is, see this other concert that the left is trying to put together? Like, this power to the, it says power to the people. It's like, shut the fuck up. It's, of course, it's like.
Just all of you shut up.
It's like Tom Morello. It's, again, like.
I knew you were going to say that.
And, of course, special guest Bruce Springsteen. It's like, just stop. Can everyone stop? Like, your corporate music used to be sad about Vietnam isn't relevant anymore. And it's Rage Against the Machine is the most kosher bullshit fake rebellion band it ever has been. No one cares about Tibet because China's awesome. Like, everything that band has ever stood for, no one actually, and you don't care about. Like, these are fucking millionaires dining out doing
like beyond.
Like, oh my god.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Anyway,
the best is when like Tom Morello got like he did the soundtrack for like the first Iron Man movie. And it's like, all right, so like that's the one you got like millions for that. And it's like, okay, so you got like you're doing capitalism and you're doing a movie celebrating millionaire capitalist weapons arms manufacturer. Like, okay.
I didn't know that Tom Morello was black until he was 37 years old.
This isn't until October? Do I have the wrong flyer? I can't tell because I'm looking at a flyer. It's not the one that I saw. It says October 3rd.
Maybe this is just
is going to be their concert. It's going to influence the midterms.
Well,
Bruce Springsteen, Foo Fighters, like, Dave Matthews, Brittany Howard, Dropkick Murphys, Jack Black, Surge.
Did you say Foo Fighters?
Yeah.
Did you say Foo Fighters? Okay. You dropped out for a second.
No, I didn't.
Dropkick Murphys, another thing that should probably never exist. Drop out.
That's a band I forgot about.
I had until just now, and now I have to think about them, and I feel worse.
Let's see.
Yeah.
Bruce Springsteen, Tom Morello announced Power of the People Festival ahead of midterms. All right, so this should be on 4th of July.
It's a Democrat party. It's like a Democrat party thing. Oh, my God. It's also like the funny thing is
the problem
that
is
that,
lineup. It's like you don't get to make fun of Kid Rock. Like this is just as bad as Kid Rock and Limp Bizkit and anything else. Anyone that likes the Republicans, like it's just as cringe. Yeah. Especially like Tom Morello is just like get the fuck out of here, get the fuck out of here.
I mean, is he playing with Rage Against the Machine? Is him? It's probably just, like what good is he without like Rage Against the Machine though?
I don't.
Like he's just a bass player.
Guitar player.
Is he gonna scream like Zach De La Roca? Like you need to have that guy like take the power back, or whatever the fuck it is. Like
October 3rd.
Some of those who work forces.
Oh, I love these. I love these websites that just like link to other stories that other like crappy stories they wrote about the same thing. Like take me to like a like give me a link to a publication that actually has some details and wrote about this thing. Like no, I'll just. Here's our own other stories that are this. Here's a story that's even shorter than the one you're looking at.
Stories.
But
I feel like the 250th anniversary of the United States is sort of like the is it over yet? We're done.
It should be like there's no.
I'm just not going to be paying attention to it. Like yeah, that's it's funny because there's been this discourse has been going on for a month or two. I've been seeing people off and on commenting, and it started with people being like. Yeah, you know, I didn't even realize until somebody mentioned it that it was going to be the 250th this July 4th. I didn't even realize. I didn't even think about it. And it's like, yeah, and you would have thought. And then people compared it to the bicentennial when there was a big deal. And I remember when I was a kid, there was bicentennial stuff still up, like still around. Like there was murals painted in my school. Like the town had painted the fire hydrants and stuff, or there was parts like places in the town I grew up where they had their bicentennial parade thing, and there was still stuff up from it. It wasn't cleaned. You know what I mean? Like the mural in the school and just commentary on it, right? And there was still things people said. It was like this was years later, not like tons of years later, like maybe 5 or 6 years later. But yeah, you'd still see these things, and now it's like there's been zero hype. Like they're not even really hyping it. Which is interesting because I haven't seen much attempt to hype it. And a lot of stuff I've also seen is that lots of municipalities, localities, counties, states, cities
had to
cancel. What's that? Okay. All right.
Dave Matthews. Joan Baez. How is she still alive?
I thought she would be dead.
Brittany Howard, Dropkick Murphys, Jack Black, featuring Roman Morello, Revel Ian. I don't know. Yoko. So I don't know who the fuck this is. Serge Tankian. Where's the rest of your band, Serge? Cypress Hill.
Yeah.
Killer Mike.
Cypress
Mike.
Hill?
Are they like 70 now? Aren't they like 70 years old? Like these.
Matt Cameron? The drummer from Soundgarden? Was he just going to like.
Why not? They're the bass player from Rage Against the Machine. Yeah, they got like little bits and pieces. Maybe you could piece together something.
Just incredible. This is what this is the power of the people fest. It's like a day a celebration of peace, justice, solidarity, music, and community action. You mean it's a celebration of not taking any action against the machine you're raging against because you're actually just in on it. You just like different corporate interests than the orange faggot does.
Right. No, you're just this is a Democratic Party rally like that because that's all that it is. This is going
to
serve.
Yeah, I want my union busters to be Democrats, not Republicans.
Yeah. Or I want my never forget Israel shills, my
the cringiest story I ever read about Tom Morello. I don't think we've told this one before, but it might be fake, but it doesn't matter because it makes sense and it's funny and I could see it being true. It was like the grand opening.
Right. Fair.
The grand opening of the Star Wars land at Disneyland. The what is it called? Galaxy's Edge? Galaxy's Edge?
Star Wars?
Yeah. Supposedly Tom Morello bellied up to the bar for some like blue milk and whatever kind of like Star Wars themed chicken tendies they have on
Oh, now I'm starving.
And then the server like slid him a special like coaster. And fuck, I can't remember the cringe terminology but referred to him like it's very rare that we get like a high level like rebel general in here. Supposedly this was said to him. And then he got like some a free drink or something. It was like, I don't know if this is real or not, but it's real enough that like that makes total that somebody would see this corporate chill, this pretend like anti-establishment rock star made by the establishment who has done nothing but establishment safe, quote unquote, package, you know, package, quote unquote, rebellion for his entire career, including like fucking over an audience by, I remember there was a show, there was a big festival when I was in college, and instead of playing the show, they came out like with tape over their mouths and their hands behind their back in protest of something, and they didn't play their set. So like everybody who went to this festival didn't get to see Rage, even though they were one of like the co-headliners. Oh, but they made up for it. They played a free show the next day. It's like, okay, what? Like, I know it's probably hard to believe that like all of their fans have jobs, but wasn't everybody have, you know, what about all the people that made plans to be at the show for the actual festival they paid a lot of money for? Like, oh, so Rage got them to come out for a second event where they could buy more merchandise and be subjected to more parking fees. And, you know, it's like, fuck you. So I could totally see like, oh, it's nice to have a rebel general here, Mr. Morello. The blue milk's on us. It's like just fucking. I know this may sound harsh to people, but I think everybody involved in this story should die.
I was looking, trying to find the a term like that, but it's like it just seems like it's general. I don't know.
Maybe it might be like a rogue squadron. You know, squad leader or something like that.
Like a. What's the term for the
free Tibet? I don't want to leak the free Tibet, man. Yep. You know what the Americans did in the Philippines, man? Like,
What is the
do you know what Israel does right now? Like
the
trainee.
What's the teacher? What's the guy that teaches the Padawan? What's he called?
Jedi.
I guess he'd be a Jedi, wouldn't he? Yeah.
Jedi Master.
Yeah,
like, ooh, that's like
maybe they called him Jedi Master. Maybe they said a high level Jedi Master. I mean, that's just it's equally cringe.
No, it wasn't Jedi because it was having to do with the rebellion. Yeah. He was a rebellion or something. That's how the story went. And again, I have no idea if it's true. I just know that
it's
like
funnier if it's like a really nerdy term. But if it's also like so shitty.
Apparently, this latest Star Wars movie is just nobody's watching it. It's just kind of flopped.
I'm not even watching content attacking it.
The content attacking it isn't even good.
It's like there's no point.
It's like they took three episodes of the TV show and stuck them together, and there's your movie. Go out and eat popcorn. Yeah,
it was telling me that she
I went to Jimmy John's, which is like my favorite reviewer. Like Jimmy John's just gives you like the take.
I thought that was like a steakhouse.
It's spelled J-A-H-N-S, though.
But there is a steakhouse called that, right?
Yes, but it's spelled John's, J-O-H-N-S.
Got it. Well, you could get a steak and a negative review of a Star Wars film together.
Like my favorite normie tier reviewer was basically like, I kind of got bored and started looking at my phone.
Well, Melissa was telling me she watched it, and she's like, do you want to watch it? I was like, no, I don't want to really watch it. I'm sorry. And she's like, it sucks because they said that they felt bad now because like Solo was a good movie in comparison. I'm like, they're doing a bit. Don't worry about it. But still, yes, I understand the disappointment. And
but they're basically saying this is even worse than that stuff. That's what they're saying.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
But in a different way. Like that stuff was actively bad. Supposedly this is just boring. And who cares?
It's just slop. Yeah. It's just slop. That's all it is.
Well, it's all like, slop. But yeah, it's like you'd like the slot to be to. I really think that that's where it is, though, because whenever I watch some of the content on like one of the other shows, right? I think it was the Obi-Wan show, and it was just like, yeah, this isn't
good.
Yeah, I'm seeing all these criticisms, but like this wouldn't even if without these weird plot holes or like this shitty like. This wouldn't be exciting or interesting because there's plenty of weird mini continuity errors or like strange things in lots of movies that you can find if you dig deep enough. But like if it's a generally good movie, then you don't really give a shit. Or like, oh, it doesn't make sense that the villain would do this at this time. You know, things like that, right? But like, it's just like, who gives a fuck? Like, I don't know. The whole thing is just like, who gives any fucks about any of this?
I've been watching Star Wars content. I was watching the Maul show, the one's about Darth Maul. It's like computer animated. And I was kind of enjoying it because of the lighting and the animation quality and setting. Wow. But it's such a dumb concept. It's so stupid. Because you remember, Darth Maul gets cut in half in episode 1 of Star Wars. gets cut in half and he gets thrown down like an elevator shaft.
Yeah.
And they retcon him. Yeah, Dave Filoni turned him into a spider guy.
Dave Filoni gave him robot legs and brought him back.
I don't know why at one point Dave Filoni was being viewed as like, this is the guy that can save us from Kathleen Kennedy. He's like, no, he makes dumb cartoons that no one watched. And he takes his dumb kids cartoons and he tries to horseshoe them into the canon. And so, like, that's apparently a thing of what seeing where it was to understand what's going on in current Star Wars, you had to have seen his cartoons 20 years ago, or whatever it was, 15 years ago. And, like, no one's going to watch the kids' show of, like, the Clone Wars to know who these Jedi Hunter people are.
Well, that's the thing, right?
Hi. Hope you're enjoying the show. TheRightStuff.biz/paywall. Subscribe and hear the rest of it. You're only getting half the show. We take credit cards, cryptocurrency, and money orders by mail.
Yeah. I was doing a cartoon show. So you can be very shallow and you can have these deficiencies in like your actual writing skill and people won't notice it.
Right.
Because it's a cartoon. And then you go to live action and it's like, what the fuck is this guy doing?
It's just like, don't reference these things. I don't know. That whole thing is dead. And I think nobody even cares anymore. It's like
even gives a shit. It's like it's dead, and I don't even care. Like it's like whatever. It's dead. Okay,
yeah.
It's best. All Star Wars can actually do is just be a vehicle for telling some other sci-fi or cyberpunk story in that Star Wars setting because we have to do it due to corporate branding.
Well, see, this is the problem though, but again, it's also why I just don't care. Like they're going to do this, and I just don't have the energy to give a shit. But let's think about it for a second. Okay, so you have. There's the whole idea of a shared universe, right? And there's been various types of shared universes, settings, like Warhammer is one, right? And all these authors come in and they write their books in this setting, and it's like theoretically it never ends. It's just a setting for books. But Star Wars, you know, it wasn't supposed to really be that, right? Now it just is that. So franchises are just going to become that. Like they're just these settings, and you just can write a story in the setting. And there's a certain appeal to that, I guess. But it also is like...
At a certain point, you're just like, just tell your story.
Who gives a shit?
Just like, tell your story. You don't need to integrate it into the Star Wars universe. Like, I got the impression Andor was decent, but does it need to be a Star Wars story? Probably not.
No, and the other thing is that, like, when you think of, like, Warhammer as a similar idea, like, there's a lot of... There's more... And I don't even really like that. I'm not even that... Warhammer stuff I find boring as shit, too. But, like, there's like the universe is different and interesting in a way that is like Star Wars just isn't. You know what I mean? Like, yes, I don't know. I mean,
and the problem is that Rightoids keep trying to make it into Star Wars because you know, like the 40K universe, very grim, dark. It's like comically grim, dark. Everything is like
it's over the top, grim, dark.
Yeah, really over the top.
It's like hard to take seriously. But
like if you're an Imperial citizen, you just have this grinding lifestyle of being brutally oppressed by like this theocratic, like backwards, corrupt Imperium.
Yeah, like, I just remember like everything's awful. And I remember when I first read stuff, I had my expectations subverted. Like I legit had expectations subverted by early when I first read Warhammer stuff, and by the fact that like. Oh, the good guys in this are just agents of an obviously evil government.
Right.
And, like, that's... Okay, that's new. That's different. And then when I was like, oh, I kind of like that. It's kind of cool. Oh, and then it's like, then you understand, the chaos is so awful that we have to have this other way of doing things. Whatever. Then now it just doesn't interest me anymore. I'm just like, whatever. The best stuff was the Inquisitor stuff. I never cared about Space Marines. I still don't care about Space Marines.
I like the Inquisitor books. Those are written by Dan Abnett. I thoroughly enjoyed those. But yeah, the problem is like Rightoids look at that setting. They're like, well, the Imperium's obviously the good guys. They're really the good guys. And they'll like give you like some sort of a lore dump about how like such and such a space marine saved a family, blah, blah. I'm like, you just want it to be Star Wars. You just want it to be
I don't think that's really supposed to be the thing. I mean, I don't want it to be that, right?
It's like the whole point of this is supposed to be like a really grim, dark future. That's the setting. Right. It's not supposed to be like
I saw people complaining that they were that Black Library itself, Games Workshop, was themselves trying to lighten things up a bit, and they wanted to have like what's the name, like Robert Guillaume. They wanted Robert Guillaume to come back.
Robot Girly Man.
Yeah, they want. I'm just going to say Robert Guillaume because that was the nigga that played Benson. And I think he was also he was like a black actor from like the 80s. They want Robert Guillaume to come back, and he was going to save the. He was going to like not be quite as bad as like what it was. But it's like, yeah, but why do you want that?
Yes, whatever, who cares? That was the idea. Was he was going to be like more progressive?
Well, the funny thing is that like. Guys that would think, hey, you can go if you are so tired of woke shit and trannies everywhere, like get into like Warhammer because it's obviously like some sort of fascism and therefore it's cool and it'll be free of these things. It's like then you go into the Warhammer universe, it's like more trannies than you ever saw anywhere else. Like there's like more of them. They're everywhere. And like it's like what the fuck? It's like
I have like a tranny god for crying out loud.
Dude, it's like the amount of it's like yeah, gun. It's funny because you're like, you know, the politics of Warhammer would be so repugnant to like these woke libtards that they're gonna want to do another kind of gaming system, and you go, it's like, oh, it's fucking literally nothing but trannies in this scene. Yeah. Holy shit, it's crazy.
Yeah, and then they try to go to Trench Crusade, and then that didn't work. I don't know. It's like stop trying to like find politics in this that are gonna like work for you because they're just not. Just not gonna work.
I don't know, but
so what was happening with Games Workshop is for a long time Warhammer was just kind of a sandbox, like it's a setting, nothing yeah. really matters, any random army could be fighting,
nothing weird is going on.
And then they decided they were gonna start advancing the narrative. They were gonna like actually have changes happen in the 40,000 setting, like the 40K setting.
That's going to fuck up my novel. Based on the yeah. previous meta.
Yeah, because now it's like, well, guys, if you do that, you got to be careful, because when companies start to advance that narrative, usually it involves like killing off famous characters or entire factions sometimes. That can be very divisive for the fan base. That's why they held off on it for so long, because they were afraid of doing that. And now they're
this is like they're having Robert Guillaume come back. Like Robert Guillaume was always dead, right? He was supposed to
be dead. When I was in the 40K, all of those Primarchs were like they were either dead or they were in some kind of stasis. They were not part of the setting. They were off somewhere else. They were not part of the actual setting. And now they've started to bring them back, which raises the question of like, are you going to kill one of them? If you kill one of the Primarchs, you can't sell that model anymore.
But I thought that they were already dead though. But you can tell the model is associated with the 30K universe. Anyway, whatever. Who fucking cares? I don't care about any of this stuff.
Nobody's ever really gone.
I haven't read any of that shit in years, and I did pick up Abnett's Magus book, which was like
Christ, should we just take the day off? Just tell hit stop.
All right.
Well, what the fuck? You're not participating.
Like the audience, I'm looking for anything else to talk about other than this. Okay. I can't find anything though.
All five people that are into this are, I guess, yeah.
I kept saying I don't care, trying to move the fucking conversation along.
I don't care. Doesn't move the conversation along. Got something to talk about.
What are we talking about? Like
I had
talking
stuff
about
in
Iran.
The chat right there, oh, man.
Well, okay, then, like, dude,
let's do the Dan McClellan thing because I thought that was funny.
Oh god, talk about something. Wait, I'd rather talk about Warhammer.
I mean, it's the same thing. It's like a made-up universe, thing. And like the fan base is really obnoxious.
Well, the thing is, here's the funny thing. if you want to look at it like a shared universe, it's sort of funny. What you could do is you'd be like, okay, so you have the what do they call it? The preterists. They're the ones that are like, nah, like yeah, everything already happened, so nothing new happens, right? Like all the prophecies have been fulfilled. And I don't have to question the faith, and I don't have to be looking for shit to happen because it already happened. We're in the post time anyway. But yeah, so Dan McClellan is like he's got a fan universe he's exploring. What is this?
Isaiah chapter 3 says that one of the signs of God's judgment upon a nation when a nation is cursed for its idolatry and rebellion against God.
All right, let's see it.
I forgot how funny it is.
They would be.
That is funny.
They would be ruled over by foreigners, children, and women.
So this is pure and utter nonsense, and there are two reasons for this. Because Joel's claim is that what Isaiah 3:12 is sharing is the kind of sign that God would give to...
I don't like this. Like, he's clearly in, like, high frame rate 4K, and it's... It's not like he's in the room with me. It's like a really creepy facsimile of him is in the room with me right now, and I don't like it. Like, the higher resolution...
Oh, so is it like
the higher
60,
resolution,
yeah,
the higher resolution, the higher resolution digital video gets, the more uncanny the valley gets. I really don't like it. And I'm like, well, this is really... It's off-putting, like his lighting and his...
The worst is when they got to 60 frame rates. That really does it. Like, if you're still at, like, 24, it's like even the high resolution doesn't quite do it. But yeah, if he's going at 60 frames a second, then it, with that high, that's gonna be like he's...
Yeah, I'm seeing the quality is auto. It says 1080 at 60, which is too much.
Indicates
right.
That a nation is being condemned, is corrupt, and that's not going on in Isaiah 3 at all. What Isaiah 3 is just talking about is that the nation of Israel is corrupt, and then goes on to say right. These are the things that are going on. So this is not a prescription of the kinds of things that will always attend my judgment of a corrupt nation. This is just describing what's going
what?
On with this corrupt nation. Yeah. So the notion that this...
That'd be a great drop. What's going on with this corrupt nation?
is being presented in Isaiah 3 as a sign is entirely false. Absolutely nothing indicates this is a sign that will attend God's judgment of corrupt nations. The other problem is Isaiah 3:12 does not say that. At least it didn't originally say that.
Oh.
Here are some other translations that we can look at. The NRSV UE.
George.
So Dan McClellan walks into the record store. You got any of the Old Testament albums? Well, you just have the
no,
New
I'm talking
Testament.
About the I'm talking about the real one. I'm
you
not talking about
the New Testament
issue.
Yeah. Any, like, remastered
that,
Old Testament?
That Old Testament, that's a fucking that's a Japanese import. I
you
want
also,
like
He really no yeah. his he really hates Exodus. Like, that's the worst band I've ever heard. Exodus. No, it's not even real. They don't even exist. It's just made up.
He reads, "My people, their oppressors extort them, and creditors rule over them." Then we have the New English translation: "Oppressors treat my people cruelly; creditors rule over them." And then the Common English Bible: "As for my people, oppressors
swindlers.
Strip them, and swindlers rule them."
On a mule. Right.
What's going on?
I know exactly. I get exactly what
well,
you were
going
getting
on
at,
here
Alex. I get exactly what you were saying earlier. This is fucking funny. This is really funny. Okay, so you say you could do it. Like,
what's going on here?
I can tell you what's going on. I can tell you what's going on.
Is it going to?
Yeah, it's not that you're, like, ruled over by foreigners and women. Oh. You're ruled over by a bunch of swindlers. Jute.
Bankers.
No. That's not what I'm getting at all. Hold on. He's saying creditors.
Right.
So this is for Israel, right?
I got a lot of credit.
So, no. No. It's even more Jewish than you thought. The nation of Israel is fallen because people that owe it money are ruling it. Instead of them ruling the people who owe them money, is what is actually being bitched about. Because it's not, it's creditors, it's not debtors, or it's not like loan people, lenders, right? It's not, you're not
Wait,
being ruled
it,
over.
Is
no,
it,
Israel is the, what's that?
I thought it was. I thought creditor was a lender. No?
Creditor is a borrower.
Oh, okay. But they,
someone
then
who
why
owes
would I say
you money,
swindlers?
Not,
because the swindler is the lender.
Well, because they're being swindled by the people that owe the money. They're not paying them back.
Okay.
They're not paying
right.
it. They're not paying the interest.
Gotcha.
No, dude. And there's other parts of the Old Testament or the Hebrew Bible, the Jewish Bible,
bonded by blood.
Where they'd say that you will lend to many nations but borrow from none. In other words,
well,
you will
I mean,
use
either way,
debt
it's
to
not
rule.
About women being a sign of corruption. There's financial schemes. And the financial schemes seem to be the actual undoing of this nation.
Elaborate schemes.
Yes, there's elaborate schemes going on. It's not that you just have like, there's a white libtard female in charge.
Well, when you're a right winger, like, you don't care about financial schemes. Those are good. Those are smart. Those are progress. It's girls being around. That's the real problem. So I understand where they're coming from.
Well, what's going on here is the Hebrew of the Masoretic text.
That's enough. What's going on here is the Hebrew. Like, that's it. Just end of sentence.
Has the Nashim, which seems like it means and women. But there are some problems with this, and we can go back to the ancient Greek translation, the Septuagint, and we see that they don't understand it as women. They understand it as based on the Hebrew verbal root nasha, which means to lend or to charge interest or to practice usury or something like that. And the Septuagint understands this to be a participle based on that verbal root, meaning it is referring to creditors, lenders, usurers, and not to women.
Jews.
Okay. Interesting. Is the participle dangling?
Yeah, but I'm going to... No, but fuck it. Isaiah was a fucking Jew. I'm going to say that, like, he's not going to complain that Jews are ruling over Judea. He's going to bitch that... No, I'm telling you, man, the creditor thing is key, and he's interpreting it wrong. Everyone's getting this wrong. They are mad that people that they have loaned money to as a way of oppressing them and controlling them are actually ruling them instead. That the people, that the credit, that they have loaned out money, and instead of being able to control these people,
how do we do that?
They're controlling us.
That's a good way to, okay, we got to figure that one out. Then we can rule
I it don't
out.
Know exactly, but I'm telling you, it's fucking remarkable that in these 2,000 or maybe around 2,200 year old documents, you have Jews bitching that the people that owe the money like basically aren't fucking paying up.
That's pretty awesome.
Like that's I mean, obviously Judea, Israel, whatever, these are ruled by Judeans or the Jews, whatever, right? That's not what he's complaining about. He's not complaining. And Dan inserts himself usurers. I don't think that word was in there. Did I miss something?
Well, because he's doing the same thing with creditors, I think, that I did. It's like looking at it from the other way around.
It's because it has something to do with money lending, right? It's the people on the
other. We've got a lot of commentaries that indicate that's the better reading. In fact, that is the majority view of scholars today. We can start with Hugh Williamson's International Critical Commentary volume on Isaiah 1 through 5. And when it comes to Isaiah, without insulting any other scholars there who work on Isaiah, you can't really do better than
Hugh Williamson. Starting beef.
You're right.
And you can see the translation of this passage. Williamson renders, "O my people, oppressors deal harshly with them, and creditors hold sway over them." Let's take a look at the notes on Nashim. The vocalization in MT, women, is supported by Symmachus, Vulgates, and Peshitta. Not surprisingly, the major rabbinic commentators follow suit. All the other versions, however, read as Noshim, creditors, from Nasha, and this seems contextually more appropriate, as is now acknowledged by most commentators, especially if the verse was originally written.
It seems just mesh with my understanding of Jews. That it would be some sort of creditor, user, moneylender, something's going on with that, not women.
Yeah.
For a different context. The MT may have arisen under the influence of the surrounding context, in particular the later part of the chapter, which is more misogynistic. Dude. We can look at Blenkinsop's Anchor Yale Bible Commentary volume on Isaiah.
All right. What do you got annoying. There?
I have a page with like a million different versions of this. Same. It's like a Bible Gateway page with like 40 different versions of this verse translated differently. Most of it is this thing of there's a couple of common ones. It's like oppressors and women, oppressors and women, oppressors and women. And then there's a few where it says, youths oppress my people and women rule over them. And here we go. Moneylenders oppress my people and their creditors cheat them. I think it's interesting. Sure. I mean, sure. It's funny that, but this is, then there's other ones. Is oppressors treat my people cruelly. Creditors rule over them. I'm going to guess that like that the main thing is that they're bitching about creditors. Like, I think I'm going to go back and just insert my own biases here. And based on this, I'm going to say like, let's go like the most original sense of this verse is going to be bitching about like, you are actually letting people that you owe money to you like rule over you. I'm going to go ahead and do that.
Either way, it's financial schemery, which.
But it's not. I think that there's a definite difference though between like that, then, whatever.
Yeah,
I don't know. I'm maybe over-explaining it.
I'm getting the opposite reading on the word creditor.
Yeah, so am I. I've always read
this. The lender.
I've always understood.
As I thought, the person taking the loan is the debtor or the borrower. Like, the creditor is the person lending, so.
Yeah, I guess so. All right, I look stupid now. I was so eager for that to be the meaning of it. That, like, you've loaned out money and you can't believe you're letting these go and not pay you back. That's the way I was reading it, but I guess I'm
somehow I failed to see Israel could possibly run that way. It makes more sense. Like, yeah, there's a lender's running the lender's bagels. Those are terrible bagels. Those are the worst
kind
of bagels.
Here we have, but today Israel doesn't lend shit. Like, they don't have anything to lend. They just basically get extended gifts.
Right. Yeah. Oh, and they were trying to streamline that process as well. Have you seen, like, the...
Oh, yeah, we're going to talk about that. It's really interesting. You wonder, though, how the fuck did this get changed to, like, children and women? Because that's, like, some of the children oppress you, women rule you.
Yeah, so you got, I mean, like, obviously house. Joel Webon would have an interest in being like, you're being repressed by these women.
By women, yeah. That's,
I don't know who the fuck Joel women. Webon is.
But. Go to therightstuff.biz/paywall. For your subscription today.
But yeah, is he just a right-wing
Christian grifter? Like, they're all the same. Oh, yeah, he's here late. Let's if we move forward in the video, Webon comes back.
Supported by any data.
There are dead daughters because female liberal judges let out career criminals after being arrested 14 times.
Okay.
How come God doesn't care?
So they could go and stab your daughter in the neck on a train.
So this...
Oh, my God. I hate when rightoids bitch about things they've never come anywhere near solving. You have not made a dent in that in the crime problem. Like, it is out of your hands.
Not only that, not
like,
just that.
I hate when they take a problem and
they blame their fucking pet, their personal pet peeve. They adjust what really happened. Well, I don't even know. Was that an actual woman judge? I mean, maybe it was, but, like, if so, like, plenty of men judges have done the same
also,
thing.
Like, you're in power now. What's going on? What's happening? Don't bitch to me. Bitch to your president. Bitch to MAGA. Bitch to the administration that has made sure that there will be no 250th anniversary celebration of this country because everyone hates it.
Yeah.
Like, that's who's at fault here. Like, all that stuff, my reading of those kind of things about women judges and liberals and crime is that, like, Republican rule was supposed to change all that, and it didn't.
Yeah,
it didn't.
So.
This is a classic example of a fallacy known as the hasty generalization, which is...
Wait, is it hasty? What if I'm slow to my generalization? Does it have to be hasty?
Where you present...
What if it's a tasty generalization?
That's one example of an event or a phenomenon as broadly representative of the whole.
I like how McClellan can't just say that he's full of shit. He has to, like, try to name the fallacy. He's like, this is a classic example
full of, shit
of a
too,
commentator man. Being full of shit. It's like... Like, the problem in the American justice system has nothing to do with God or the Bible or Jesus or anything. It's just like...
Or women, even.
It's just a problem with people here. It's a problem with Jews. Yeah, exactly.
What happens the majority of the time? Because Joel wants you to imagine that it is mostly female judges who are releasing prisoners from custody who then go on to commit murders.
Yeah, he showed the four women Supreme Court justices who have nothing to do with any of that. That's true.
Specifically
nothing
murder
to do with what's his name
of women.
Well, the Supreme Court justices have nothing to do with releasing people without bail or setting
bail.
They don't do that.
Yeah.
Now,
that
if we like look back through the U.S. justice system, the overwhelming majority of the judges who have released prisoners from custody have been men.
That's probably 100% true.
That's got to be true.
We look,
but
at all of the occurrences of recidivism when it comes to homicide, the judges who release those prisoners from custody overwhelmingly are going to be men as well. So if just
however, I will add something in here. Mm-hmm. I think there might be another salient characteristic to those judges that is not going to be mentioned either by Dan McClellan or by Joel Webon.
If you bear with that, I think I have a few sound clips that may get to what you're talking about.
The Jew.
Jewish.
You know what they say about having a big nose.
Hey.
Super Jew.
Yeah. There we go.
Super Jew. Super Jew.
Yeah.
I fucking hate and Jews.
And even in the case where the judge is a woman, if they're Jewish, that overrides the woman. So, in fact,
yeah,
you probably
no, she's
don't
Jewish.
Have
what?
Many cases at all of what the fuck this guy, Joel Webon, whatever the fuck it is, Joel Webmail, is talking about, right? Like,
calling this like the weaponization of scripture?
Like, he's like, come on. He's like
come on!
Madam
weaponization!
Webon. The weaponization
of scripture!
Very good.
Come on! Yeah.
I was too busy doing like Madam Webon, but that's not as good as yours.
That is good, though.
I was just processing this theory that there's no such thing as a Jewish woman. There's just Jewish females. Male Jew.
I'm not saying okay. That's not what I was saying. What I was saying is that the salient identity that is going to be why they would do something like that is going to be Jewish, not woman. Right?
Yeah. I think I want to roll with that. I like this idea. Yeah. Like, they're not even women or men. It's like there's a female member of the species and a male member of the species.
Right.
Not,
well, look again. If you're looking, if you're looking at a Jew behaving politically. Whether or not that Jew is male or female, whether it's a man or a woman, is not actually at all the relevant category to look at. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, a Jewish man and a Jewish woman, and there might be other relevant categories, like, are they Chabad? Are they Likud? Or are they the other, right? But, like, there's no sense in which, like, Jewish women are so much more particularly liberal than, like, Jewish men. If anything, it's the fucking opposite. But even it's not really the opposite, but just if there's any trend at all, it would go the other way. But
there
like
you go.
Women.
Like he looks like the guy from Ancient Aliens or whatever. He's like women.
Yeah. Yes, instead of aliens, like women.
It's
yeah.
like women.
Let me play this here.
To grow the hell up.
Joe Webon, you got a lot of growing up to do.
Oh, that was great. Hold on. I guess if we had a backup, I'd get a better hear that. I was fast forwarding.
Oh, he does grow the hell up a lot. Yeah. He does grow up a lot. It's pretty
the
good.
Judges who release those prisoners from custody overwhelmingly are going to be men as well. So if just the event of a judge releasing a prisoner who then goes on to commit homicide is indicative of something problematic related to the gender of the judge, men come out much worse than women in this scenario.
Yeah.
Joel does not have any data whatsoever, much less any research, that demonstrates that female judges
just has vibes
make decisions that are more harmful for society or that result in more crime being committed or that result in more men's daughters being killed. This is just Joel appealing to the hasty generalization fallacy and trying to engage in an emotive argument to make other misogynistic and stupid men feel angry about women being in positions of authority and leadership. And Joel needs to grow the hell up.
That's awesome. He's not wrong.
Now, it so happens he did show the Irina, what's her last name?
I can't say her last name. Irina,
I can't say her last name. Anyway. Irina Zarutska.
Yeah.
Yes, the judge that released Dakarius Brown. Yeah, that's the guy's name. Dakarius Brown that killed her. That was a woman, and that's why that was brought up.
Well, he's not released. He was put in the nut house, wasn't he? Oh, you mean he was released prior to the stabbing?
No,
okay.
Prior to the stabbing. Yeah, okay.
From what I understand, they found him not fit to stand trial. From what I understand. Just going to the nut house forever, but I don't know.
The name of the judge was again. It doesn't really matter because it's true. Like this is not correct. That like women ruling or whatever. But again, like the other thing is the main problem is that like this isn't ancient fucking Judea. Like this is not ancient Judea. So why are you even like what are you even talking? Why are you even putting that shit up there? Like that's not those so, that like I'm sorry. Like those rules that shit written that wasn't for you.
Anybody
the
in
nation
Dallas,
that was written for died thousands of years ago.
They're putting on a Nightmare Blunt Rotation conference in Dallas, Texas right now.
With who?
That's going to be Joel Webon. That Sears guy, you know, with the
J.P. Sears, the red hair. Yeah.
J.P. Sears. Yeah. Oh, I like that guy.
Fishback.
He's a dumb right toy, but I got sympathy for him.
Oh, they got Partridge on the lineup. Oh, my God.
Who the fuck is this Fishback character? I'd never heard of this guy until recently. What is this guy's story?
He ran and lost. Right?
Isn't he even running for governor in Florida? That hasn't been decided, I don't think.
James Fishback, right?
Yeah, he's running. I thought he was running for governor of Florida.
It's like James Innsmouth.
Yeah.
He looks Jewish, but I don't know if he is.
No, he's got the Innsmouth look. He's turning into a deep one. He's going to have to go back to the water very soon. yeah, running for Florida. Governor.
Yeah.
Women in positions, formal positions of civil governing authority, are God's judgment on a nation, his punishment on a nation, because God. If you think what could hurt a nation, God's rod of discipline, punishment for a nation steeped in idolatry, a nation that's rebelling against him, God looks at a nation like that and says, they're disobedient, they must be disciplined, it has to hurt so they might come to their senses and repent. When God thinks, I need discipline that will hurt this nation currently in rebellion, he thinks, I know what will hurt.
I know
what will hurt. I mean, he's basically a modern televangelist. It's like the guy's just—he's just full of shit.
Yeah, the guy's just a fucking yeah.
It's like your politics suck, and you like impotently trying to make your political positions like biblical and godly. Just even more cringe. Like you deserve it's to be just, fucking.
Yeah, it's really
it's just pathetic.
I hate these people. I hate these Christian psychopaths.
Christianity just—it doesn't have any political relevance, and I hate it when people try to make it happen. And this is like, because usually people try to make their Christianity relevant, it's shit like that. It's like what would you even do if that? Okay, so judge, if let's say God judged our nation, I almost tried to say God and judge at the same time. Say God judged our nation as being bad, and he's done that by putting women in positions. Okay, now what? What next?
But isn't the whole idea that just making things worse, though?
You're saying that the women are ordained by God to be there.
So then why? Yeah, so what business is it of yours to tell them that?
What do we do?
God clearly wants them there.
You in particular need to be punished.
What do we do about this, though? Do we stop like helping Israel do genocides with military? Oh no, we don't do that. That's our greatest ally. Just shut the fuck up. Like I don't know what kind of right winger he is, but every right winger is basically that kind of right winger.
The only thing I'll say is that I don't know that he's a Christian Zio, because if he's appearing with those characters, he probably isn't, because those people are pretty harshly critical of Israel, even if in a dumb way or whatever. Like, so yeah, which is interesting that that's the guy then that Dan McClellan would go after. I got my own fucking criticisms of Dan McClellan too. Like he's good at picking these people's bullshit apart. That's fine. But it's like,
well, you're sitting there saying like the politics that I don't like are because God has cursed us. Well, now you've basically negated democracy, because that means you can't change it. So there you go. Like talk about blackpilling. Now you've told the entire right wing that there's nothing they can do about their political predicament. So what's the point of that? And second of all, it's like, just shut up. Like there's like, God is not in your politics. Like this country is run by Jews, and that's why it's not a condemnation. It's a self-condemnation that the people who live here subject themselves to. They support Israel. They support Jews. Anytime you start talking about Jews, people come out of the woodwork to do the most stretched and fucking pretzel twisted logic they can to make you the bad guy for criticizing the bad guy. I've seen it over and over again. Even the people that are, especially amongst the people that are supposed to be conscious of it and understand it and have seen it, they're the worst about it. Like the supposed like hard like right wing that likes Hitler are the worst fucking Jew supporting Zionists available to you, because they know better, and like they got shocked by the shock collar or something. Like, whoa, don't criticize them. Yeah, make it about women and Jesus or something. It's like, it's pathetic.
The desperation to make it about something else really has always
been. Wait, are you supposed to go to church on Sunday and ask for God for forgiveness and ask God to take away these? It's like, no, how about you go in the real world and demand that these Jews step down from power? Because that's what really is going on. If you're going to go to church on Sunday and pray that God uncurses your country and takes the bad ladies away from the, like, that's never going to help. That's never going to happen. That is just a full on delusion and distraction and a replacement for revolutionary action, which is things like what Luigi did.
Yeah. And I don't understand what I'm getting curious is, like, does Joel Webon, it almost sounds like he's approving of it. Like he almost sounds like he's saying, yeah, God is going to discipline you. And what's really going to hurt is what, putting like a woman in charge or something, and she's really gonna whip you or something. I don't know. How did he complete that thought, Alex? You watched the video. I didn't.
I didn't watch the whole thing. I just watched enough of it to see the part about creditors and the money lending and the usury. And I was like,
okay.
Well, he's just saying that's what the punishment is. And the implied thing is,
right,
we have to become like, we need to seek forgiveness so that God lifts his poor judgment of our nation lifts the condemnation, and then the right. ladies will magically go away. That's generally how these things go.
I'm sort of curious, though, if that's because it's sort of like if he's suggesting like we should be against women in power, it's like, well, you shouldn't be because they're supposed to be there because you're doing something else bad. So are you going to, are you against the something else bad? You know, I don't know.
That's what I'm trying to say. Yes, it's the something else bad. As soon as we stop doing that, we'll be set free from these women and God will stop condemning our nation. That's generally how, that's why I'm saying like you're supposed to go to church every Sunday and repent until God takes the bad ladies away from the bench and from the Senate or wherever else. That's what they, that's generally where this goes. It's just complete impotence. Mm. It's pretending that like the material actual world where things are decided and things happen doesn't really exist. You have a spiritual problem that can only be solved in the supernatural world, which means ignore that, all that stuff, be upset about it, but try to do some meditations every Sunday. And that's how we'll solve the political problem. That is the political problem that is in the political problem that is in the real material world. You are basically giving up on that because you've decided that this like misquote of Isaiah or whatever means lets you off the hook because you've been judged by God and condemned. And the only way, you have to convince God to stop doing that to you. So that means you don't go out of your way to change the political system. Don't have a revolution. Don't have a revolt. Nothing. Just accept it as it is. And pray that it goes away one day. And that is how the right wing is completely counter-revolutionary and rape kike slaves. Because they will always say, put your head down and just put up with it. And that's always their solution. But with extra steps, like, we'll pray about it.
It's also sort of funny, because what I would say to all the anti-women people is, like, no, those women are ordained by God.
Yeah, supposed to be
like God wants to punish you. Because you've obviously done something very bad, and so you can't really gotta stop bitching about the women. The women are a second order effect of something else that's bad that you've done. Better figure out what that is.
It's
you know what's funny is
Hebrew.
Like,
enduring these women will bring you closer to God. So just just do it.
Yeah, or just like, or maybe that doesn't even fucking matter, and like it's just bullshit, right?
It's just anything to not talk about Israel and Jews. That's just what that's what all right wing stuff is. Is like I'm trying to come up with an adequate replacement for talking about those things so that you can just spin your wheels, you know.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like what I do on Twitter. Well, like I try to give the pro white scene exactly what they want with my Twitter commentary, which is like, I want you to have something to hate that's not Israel, so you hate me.
Well,
that's what you want, right? You should thank me every day. You should support. You should sign up for a sub, send us money, because I am proud to give you something to hate that's not Israel, which is like, no, that's what you want. You won't hate Jews. You won't hate Israel. You're going to hate me. That's what the right wing is all about.
I will tell you this, though. Here's something, though. I'm going to say this. Joel Webon is not a Christian Zionist. Webon also is very critical of Israel, and he says things like, Judeo-Christianity is fake. I'm a Christian, not Judeo. Not Zion.
That's exactly what a Judeo Christian would say.
I understand. Allow me to finish. I understand. You're all annoyed or irritated in the middle of your joke. Let me finish the point.
No, I was interrupting you to make a funny joke, and the audience appreciates it. You have to just like finish the point after that, like it didn't.
So, like, you know, it would be easy to assume he's just a typical standard, like Christian Zionist, like the standard type. No, it appears he's a part of this new like Christian nationalist thing, and. God damn it. They are, though, like just sort of rapidly going back to, first of all, yeah, so there we go, this thing, right? So he's doing this stuff. Right?
Oh, there's
so he's hanging out with a lot of...
There's that weird mulatto from the UK, that Robinson guy.
Mm-hmm. Robinson guy.
Yeah, Robinson, whatever. Go on what you were saying.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just like this crowd is, I don't know.
This crowd has to do like this anti-woman stuff. Like they have this stupid baggage that's attached to their shit. It's like they do the Christian posturing about how we're going to like suppress all of these pagans and atheists and brutally oppress them and put women in their place. All this cringe bullshit. It's like, can't you just do the anti-Zionism? Can't you just do that? Just
put anti-Israel.
Like, why do you have to burden it down with all this other bullshit?
Apparently, Joel Webon is called Jews Parasites. Again, though, that's a Jew saying that, so he probably said something different, and like they interpreted it wrong. I'm just saying, like, the Christian Zionist movement, I don't fucking trust it. Like, sorry, not obviously. I'm saying Christian nationalist movement. I don't trust it. And I don't think it's.
I don't want to live in a Christian fucking nationalist government either. Like, I think that would suck.
Yeah, that's.
I don't want to be ruled by Christians. Sort of like, Christians are like thoughtless fucking bigeted morons. Like that's the mainstream Christian. Like I know you probably listening probably have some like snowflake version of Christianity you think is the real Christianity, but like I'm disregarding that for what Christianity actually is like amongst the majority of people. So please don't be offended. But like, yeah, like I don't.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like I don't.
I just don't really.
I don't want to. I don't like. I don't share this like women hatred that these people have either. I find it. I think it's repugnant. Yeah, and low IQ.
I think that is.
This, and like I don't. And I can't decide. Like, are these people pandering or are they actually like this? And I don't know which would be better. Which would be preferable. It's like,
see, this is what's dumb.
IQ woman hating.
So here's what's dumb. So this is where I disagree, because here's the thing. Like, okay, the stance on Israel is like not that bad. Not certainly not nearly as bad as most Christians. But then the Christianity is cringy and stupid. Like you it's like every public official has to be an avowed Christian and all this stuff. It's like, bro, like we got rid of that shit like 200 some odd years ago, and then people would be like, oh well, that's why we're where we are, right, and all so that stuff. It's like,
that's Joshua Haynes down there in the bottom right, and here's the typical kind of stuff that he's into. He
is. Oh, okay, what is this? Is this a tweet?
Another Christ Ord, but take a look at this little situation.
What is this? Their vote counts just as much as yours does. God help us. Well, thanks for enjoying the free first half of the Daily Shoah on therightstuff.biz. You're missing half the show, and if you want to hear the rest of it and support our efforts, please navigate to therightstuff.biz/paywall, where you can sign up for a monthly, quarterly, six-monthly, or annual subscription using your credit card for instant access, cryptocurrency for almost instant access, and money orders paid by mail. We appreciate your support and thank you for listening. Like, no, God's not going to help you with your votes.
And look who he's retweeting.
I don't know, why is this volume so low?
It's Neo Berg.
Got it cranked up really high.
So, okay, wait. Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar! Are these people in
Palestine? They're chanting Free Palestine. I don't know. Who is this?
I'm very glad those people have a vote. Yeah, that's good. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they should have a vote. In fact, they should take your right to vote away.
Oh, okay. He's not Neil Berg. Neil Berg is this girl account.
Niall Berg. Niall Berg says it's 2026. It's an account that claims to be a Persian Jewish woman who is one of the worst Zionists on Twitter. She's so full of shit. I don't know if it's a real
commentary is, it's 2026 and white Western girls are screaming Allahu Akbar to fit in. What are white Eastern girls saying? I am begging someone to please save them from their own terrible decisions before it's too late, and they find themselves manipulated into converting. Converting to what? Converting to like not killing babies with precision
guided
weapons?
How about
just let
the fuck out, Jew? Just get the fuck out of here. Shut the fuck up.
Like, fuck off. So he's complaining. Like, obviously. So this guy that's at the Crisis King Bluntler rotation, he is like, he's affirming that sentiment. He doesn't like that these that these pro-Palestine people will have a vote. This is this guy Haynes down at the bottom right of this. Yeah.
And I don't and I don't know about the, I'm sure these people can't find it in themselves to actually be pro-Palestine either. That's another thing, right? And another example of this is like, what's that fucking guy? Who's that guy that does like the, he's very unpopular. He's not nearly as big as these guys, but he's like, we have to kill every Muslim. Which guy was that? You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, was Corey Mahler, which that made me upset because months ago, Corey Mahler started posting on his Telegram. He started posting swastikas and claiming that nationalism, like, that's it. He accepts it. National socialism was the only way forward. It's like, well, every Muslim has to die is not national socialism. That's just Jewish.
No.
That's Judaism.
Yeah,
and
fucking
it's
Zionism. Yeah.
I don't know, and it's because he wrote that because what's his name, Rupert Lowe, the Zionist who believes that the UK government needs to nut up, man up, and support Israel harder. He did some kind of, I don't know, whatever their equivalent for like a FOIA request is over there, and he got some like witness testimony from some of the Paki rape gang trials, so he could use them as, you know, human shields for Zionism, which is what he did. So they're all doing. They're talking about these rape victims of these Pakis. They're using it to basically monger hatred against Muslims so that you'll keep supporting Israel. Like that's what. That's
so you'll
what,
support Israel.
Yeah, that's what the UK does. Like it uses the Israelis. Like that's the thing.
And yeah.
It's like that's why I just like I point at them and I laugh. Is like you're using those girls as human shields for Zionism, and that's it.
Right.
And you should be ashamed of yourselves. Like
it's terrible.
And they're going like if you want to support Israel, you're going to keep having Paki rape gangs. That's the they are the Paki rape gangs. They are Zionist faggots just like you are. Like you're all in the same boat.
Hold on a second.
You're in an alliance with them. The Sunni biomass, fighting age men that were exported from the region during the Syrian civil war and whatnot. Like those are your brethren. You're in an alliance with them. They also support Israel.
They also support Israel. But even more so, what I would say more relevant is the Jews that control your immigration system are looking at we have a pretty tight 1-to-1 correlation. Mm. With increase in Zionism and Paki rape gangs. Yeah. So this seems to work.
Yeah.
Why would we change this, right? Because it's not like, I mean, I can't tell you how many years. It's gone on 10 plus now. Rotherham was like, 2014 or something like that? We're over 10 years.
They've been completely ineffective on this. There's no justice has been done. Nothing has been stopped. So, there's no remigration.
So the point is that the right wing clearly isn't actually expecting any results, right? There was maybe a fear. This is I think part of the Jewish attitude of why they didn't like Trump or why they didn't trust Trump or whatever. I think part of the vibe shift was also that like they had enough time to see like, oh yeah, the rightoids, the right wing, they don't actually really expect anything to change.
They expect content.
So we can keep everything the same, like change like the cultural, some cultural discussion, change cultural discourse around Islam and Israel and stuff. And nothing else changes. And then that's that. And they won't actually care. They don't actually want to do it. They just want to bitch. Oh, okay. That makes this so much easier.
They want to bitch. You know, they don't need results as long as they have something they could point to show somebody, just a non-believer, like, haha, look at this. I'm winning. That's all they need.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. And so, and I saw, like, these fucking people that... So, I don't know. I've only been, like, briefly... like looking into the Rupert Lowe thing, but every time I've looked into it, I'm just seeing like this guy's obviously a fucking Zionist.
It's just another like, kosher right party.
He clearly is,
it's
right?
Just like all the other
and
ones.
And so
that came
he
up
now
before.
Has decided that he's going to go in and release more information on. Everybody already knew young white girls were raped by these Pakistani gangs. Like this was known. Okay,
maybe
so should
join like PA
doing this again.
Join Patriotic Alternative. I don't know.
Well, that's a group that's natively British and wants Jewish power to end.
Right, British rightoids will do anything to get away from Patriotic Alternative.
Yes.
They want nothing to do with it. They are just like they will do anything they can to discredit it, to say that it's bad, to say that it's too anything. They are just because there's this Zionist.
Yeah,
runs.
Now,
they run
well,
screaming
exactly
from Mark.
Sure. I'm not exactly sure what Mark's relationship with the Unity News Network account is. I think the guy's name is David Clues. I don't know. I've seen them have friendly conversations. I don't know I don't know exactly what the relationship is. But that guy has been one of the main ones who has been calling out Rupert Lowe. And he showed, there was that whole thing where somebody pretended to be Jewish and emailed him. And Rupert Lowe not only said, no, I haven't changed. Because all these fucking people, all these Zoomer historians people, we're saying, like, and apparently Nativist Concern is one of them, too, which is kind of surprised me, but whatever. Like, if I'm wrong, I apologize, but I don't think I am. He's saying, like, he's pretending to be a Jew, asking Rupert Lowe, like, oh, do you still stand by your 2024 stance of, like, we have to go and support Israel no matter what, and, like, they have to be able to defeat Palestine and all this stuff. And Rupert Lowe says to him in response, or a representative says, not only has that position not changed... like, you're more than welcome to come and join the party and even join our, like, inner circle fundraiser group or whatever. And don't take seriously some of what you might hear from some unapproved supporters in this or that constituency. Mm. So this is a Jew. Okay, this was a fake email. This is like a gay op on the Reform or Restore, whatever the fuck it is, right? But think about it. So the Jew hadn't even joined yet, hadn't given a single dollar. And was just asking, are you still Zionist? And then you're like, oh yeah, not only are we still Zionist, but we're willing to shit on our own members or our own supporters who are people who are supporting us on social media who don't like Israel or at least pretend, I mean, in reality, to pretend not to like Israel, but whatever. So it's like, so you already got sold out.
Yep.
For nothing.
Incredible.
for like he sold you out for nothing. He didn't even get anything. He just got it. He got a polite inquiry from somebody over email saying they were Jewish, and he threw every fucking one of you people under the bus, saying you're like he doesn't approve of your rhetoric. He's reprehensible and shit like that.
But he's happy to have your support and your votes. Exactly like we have said.
He'll be happy for you to vote for him, and he'll be happy for this Jew to give him money and enter the fucking inner circle where he's actually going to have an impact on policy.
Pay no attention to these
whatever this stupid party is. Like, it's just like, and so they call, UNN was calling us out. So they say, like, this guy's a fucking Jew, right? And he has, it's like Unity News Network. He does, like, a website where he does, like, a fake news broadcast. Or not, it's not a fake news broadcast. It's just, like, it's his own news broadcast. I shouldn't say fake. Whatever. It's whatever. So he's got a website where he does, like, a news show, okay? So they start saying he's a Jew. And I was like, well,
Wait, I don't think he is.
The UNN Twitter account, the guy who's been exposing, doing a lot of tweets exposing Rupert Lowe. And I don't know that guy very well. He seems, the account doesn't post anything I really disagree with. That could change. Who knows? Whatever. I'm fine with him, right? So what I just jumped in and I said, like, well, if he was Jewish, why didn't Rupert Lowe make him the fucking media representative for Restore?
Yeah, so he, like, hold on. So he poses a Jew to do this sting? And they're saying that that means he really is a Jew? Is that the...
It wasn't even him. It was somebody else. He just popularized the story.
Okay.
The story. Yeah, so he just posted about it on Twitter. Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
They're just saying he's a Jew.
Because that discredits you. I don't know. That discredits you amongst, like, Zionists. I don't understand. Like, it's...
I want to know. Is Jewish bad or not? Like, you fucking tell me. Is it bad to be Jewish? Like, you fucking tell me. Because apparently, it's only bad to be Jewish if you're, like, criticizing Zionist parliamentary parties. Then being a Jew is really bad. But again, and also if you're not actually Jewish, right?
Right. But the Jews that are donating to and running that party, they're good?
No, shh. You don't want to piss them off.
Yeah, I do.
We need to get deportations. But
you're not going to get those.
Just take it down a notch.
You're gonna get rape gangs. Because you like them. Because then you can cry. You like rape gangs because then you can cry about them.
Yeah, you like crying about Muslims. You don't want it to change. Right. I'm convinced of it. It's your favorite.
It's fun
your
for you.
Thing to bitch about. Yeah. Yeah. But I actually, before we move too far away from the Dan McClellan thing, I want to shit on Dan McClellan.
Oh, okay.
And again, I'm sure that Joel Webb on his politics suck. And like, yeah, he does the criticism of Israel. I'm glad that he's doing that. But like, why are you then tying that to like things that are just, like, people don't want a Christian theocratic government in America. So, like, why are you putting on some level, it doesn't really matter. People are just going to be anti-Israel if they want to be, and they're not going to worry that some other guy who's anti-Israel wants a Christian theocracy or something. Like, I would suggest that's how people behave, actually. Because, honestly, the Christian nationalist thing is some kind of crypto-Zionism, and the fucking rug will be pulled at some point. You know, so just trust me on that. Like, we've got a lot of good information on this. But with Dan McClellan, I would say this. You know, Dan, the conceit that you give yourself, that he gives himself, is that he counters harmful misinformation about the Bible. Harmful misinformation. Things that are bad, things that are not true about the Bible and Scripture, and also things that are, therefore, like, polluting the public discourse or changing public perceptions about religion or anything like that. He used to be much softer on people's, like, sort of private devotional shit. Like, he would say, like, okay, so you're saying that there's, like, a letter in Genesis that means Jesus or something like that, and, like, so the Genesis predicts Jesus. He's like, that's just blatantly not true. But if you're using this as private devotional things, like, I don't really care. He kind of stopped doing that. So now he's just like, yeah, no, this is just not true. This is just false, and you should stop. But the problem is, Dan, you have said nothing about Israel. Like, you have said next to fucking nothing about Israel. The one exception being you did a video about the, like, refuting claims that Palestine is, like, a made-up place and there's no such thing as Palestinians, and trace back the word Palestine to its ancient roots and such like that. And the term used for that area, that part of the world, that place as Palestine, going back thousands and thousands of years, equally as long as Israel, if not longer. And so that was all good. But the thing is, and he actually also says, like, this is something I do agree with, who is or is not indigenous is not how this is going to be solved. I agree with that too. That's not the issue here. Jews could be completely indigenous, and I still would side against them. That is my opposition to Israel has nothing to do with indigenous people's rights. But the problem is, like, Israel's committing a fucking genocide. And in many cases, they're doing it based on biblical scripture. Right?
And I guess... more about abortion than the genocide.
Yeah, more about your stupid libtard politics in America than you do about... And if you want to talk about... And it's not like there aren't people in America who are exposed to things justifying genocide referencing the fucking Bible. It's not like that doesn't happen. There are millions of people like that in America who are told by their fucking preachers that this shit is fine or good because the dumb shit the Bible says about Amalek or whatever. And you're not countering any of that. And you don't even raise a finger to wag at it. Like, it's just, and this is the most harmful thing that this shit is happening from, that is happening from this. The most harmful misinformation coming out of this. And I guess one thing you could say is, well, it's not actually misinformation that the Bible supports genocide. Okay, fair enough. So then what do we do now? Like, okay, so he would reply, well, the problem, Mike, is, like, I can't, if someone goes out there saying the Bible supports killing all the Palestinians, like, it kind of does. So, you know, what can I say about that? And I'm like, well,
what are next?
Yeah. I think you could come up with something. I mean, yeah. I don't think that, well, what he could say is that none of these people are Palestinians. These are all ancient groups. These are battles long over and long dead of nations that have long been dead. One thing you could say, but I don't know. It just seems to me like it's just like you would think, right? And then, you know, I looked into this a little bit more. I looked at some of these other very liberal biblical scholars trying to find any criticisms like this of Israel. Didn't really see anything. And in talking to some people about it, asking some questions, I was told, and I kind of figured this myself too, like, a lot of these people rely for their jobs on being able to go to and from Israel, and they do not want to upset the Israeli government. And Dan McClellan himself has talked about trips to Israel and Jewish professors from Israel that were his friends and archaeological digs and things like that that he's allowed on and things like this, right, to go and look at this. So if you piss off the Israeli government, you're going to lose access to all that shit, and he can't afford it. So it's just fucking professional interest. It's kind of sickening, actually. But yeah. And it's not like Richard Carrier is any better. Because Richard Carrier is another one of these guys, except he's the Jesus doesn't exist guy. Except he's like the dumbest fucking libtard. Like, his politics are so stupid and libtarded that he, you know, those Adam Green guys, like, stan him. They love his stuff because he wrote this thing about Jesus doesn't exist. And it's so funny because they talk about, like, okay, so Christianity is a source of all this dumb shit, this awful, all these awful problems that we're having today. But, like, Richard Carrier is, like, anti-Christian. And he is, like, a fucking polyamorous libtard freak who goes to, like, Skepticon and, like, preaches, like, new atheism plus, like, pro-tranny, pro-every fucking thing. And then, like, he even said that if he ever saw anti-Semites using any of his work, he was just going to delete all of it. Like, he said this publicly. Like, if he sees anti-Semites referencing and using his work, he's just going to delete everything. And I'm like, okay, so what are you talking about? This guy's... So tell me how Christianity did this. What Christianity made this guy a faggot? I mean, unless you're going to say, like, the general milieu. I don't know, dude. I don't fucking care. It's just none of it. It's like, don't come and tell me that, like, that every problem was, like, Christians, when here you have this fucking atheist guy who's actually, like, has your exact belief on, like, this historical question, who's just as fucking awful and repugnant as everybody else. I don't know.
Yeah.
I got nothing to add to that.
Yeah. There's not much to add. It's just something that's bugged me for a while, and I'm wanting to say it for a while. Like, that guy fucking sucks. Also, his stuff, just generally speaking, actually, like, actual real scholars, like, pan it, and it's not because they're looking after their professional careers or something. As he's not being oppressed. His shit just sucks. Like, the idea, like, he's not being oppressed. Like, that's the funny thing. He wrote his book was not accepted by the mainstream.
Mm-hmm.
His thesis was not accepted, so he's now being oppressed, right? He's not being oppressed. It's not that great. And it's not even like he's all that bad, like in terms of the scholarship, because most people were just sort of politely like, yeah, I get it, but I don't really agree with that. But then he started calling people like ass munches, and he calls Bart Ehrman like an ass munch and stuff. It's like, guy, maybe don't do that. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know, dude. It's like, it's false. It's so stupid. Like, I don't give a shit about it, honestly. But like, I just find that whole scene absurd. Anyway, Dan McClellan, you can fuck off too. All these people. If I ever met Dan McClellan, I'd be like, yo, so why are you always silent about like Israel literally committing genocide in the name of the Bible? I thought you were supposed to counter harmful misinformation, asshole. What's going on? Well, I mean, the only way to shut me up would be like, it's not misinformation that genocide is supported in the fucking Bible. I guess you got me, Dan. You got me. Anyway.
You want to watch this funny video that Menahan has? The Israeli government brought Christians from around the world to the Knesset to cry out and beg God to forgive their nations for not supporting Israel enough.
Oh my God.
Seriously?
Yeah. We got it here.
Father God, as a German and European, I just ask forgiveness for the anti-Semitism all around that is growing, and we repent on behalf of it, and we bless Israel. And Father, I ask that you raise up righteous politicians, righteous influencers, righteous journalists, that they would speak the
righteous
truth.
Influencers, yes, yeah, sure thing.
Ask for a Jerusalem prayer breakfast in Germany, in your name.
Well, like Andrew Tate? It's a righteous influencer that loves Israel.
Amen.
What is this humiliation ritual?
Well, it's,
these people aren't humiliated. They love
Father
it.
In heaven, I am crying
nobody made
out
them do this.
To you on behalf of Germany.
You speed it up,
and
sir.
On behalf of Europe. And I'm crying to you, have mercy upon Germany. Have mercy upon Europe.
Why the fuck? Jews didn't have mercy on it before, Jesus
we
Christ.
We promised never again.
If you're enjoying what you're hearing, please visit therightstuff.biz/paywall to sign up for a paid subscription and hear the other half of the show Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, as well as Mic Check on Thursday nights and Painovich and Boscovich on Tuesdays. Therightstuff.biz/paywall.
Now it's happening again.
Oh my God. They're literally doing a genocide, and the first time didn't happen.
Antisemitism is on the rise in Germany and in Europe again. Have mercy upon Germany. Have mercy upon Europe. I repent for Germany. I repent for Europe. And ask for your grace
who put you
to
in
help
charge,
us
asshole?
Turn around.
Who is this guy? I forgot, whatever.
Some fucking evangelicuck from Germany.
For repentance.
That cancer started here, it spread over to Europe now.
Yeah.
Church, first of all, and in our governments and nations, Lord, have mercy.
How can you not want Islam to conquer these people?
Amen.
How can you not want these people just to suffer? They deserve what's coming to them, no matter what. Like,
only Sharia law could save them from this. Sharia law doesn't have this problem. Clive and Jane Urquhart. Ah, Brit bombs.
Dude, honestly, Muslims would be too soft on these people because they have like requirements to protect Christians. And
for the way we've turned our back on Israel. And not defended.
Listen to this fucking asshole.
Is this Rupert Lowe? We need a man up. Oh, God.
It's actually just Zoomer Historian. That's just Zoomer Historian right there.
Yeah,
we just,
Father,
like, feed these people to lions.
Would you have
again?
Mercy on the United Kingdom? Father, forgive us for the way we've turned our back on Israel and not defended the Jewish people. And we've allowed anti-Semitism to run free on the streets of our nation. Father, forgive the church.
She just whispered, forgive her.
Church for being silent and therefore complicit in what is taking place. Would you turn the hearts of our leaders in both government and the church, along with the people of our nation?
Yeah, look, your way. Basically, your way. Oh, we got Muslims running all over the place, mate. All right? Basically. We got Muslims everywhere, mate.
Back to honoring you and your word, so that as a nation we would once again stand with, support, and be a friend to Israel and to the Jewish people.
Yeah, basically, we need to Let's walk
the
around
archetypal cocksucker.
Allah Akbar. Today.
Wait, what is this? Is this based Asian?
We got an Asian. This is an Asian from from America. Is this the American representative of the delegation here? Who is this?
Father God, as sounds we're like standing that. Here today, we want to
Sarah Zhu. Oh,
bring no!
Representing China.
China to you.
Somebody tells me that Sarah Zhu is not probably came from America, not China.
Lord, on behalf of all the Chinese people around the world, Lord, we come to
sounds
you.
Sounds like an American to me.
And we ask for your forgiveness and your mercy over us.
So,
Lord,
I got
please
a
forgive
here.
Us for all the things that we did that we did not support Israel.
Hey.
We went against Israel. Lord, please forgive
Dude.
Us. And I pray
no.
that you would turn the hearts of all the Chinese people, Lord. Speak to us and stir our souls. And I pray that you will teach us how to love
God,
you.
God, this is some stupid shit.
This is just fucking... This is so contemptible. I can't express in words like how utterly contemptible that is.
It makes me want to ban Christianity. It needs to be like in 40K or the Imperial Truth. You're just not allowed to do these kinds of religions
Dude,
anymore.
This kind of shit... is why, like with Adam Green and those guys, I used to be like, I don't entirely agree with you guys, but I understand, so I'm just going to kind of like not say anything, right? And then I don't know what the fuck happened.
Well, Adam Green might as well show up at this thing because they share this opinion. Like, they support Israel too.
I didn't fully understand that.
Yeah. Now it's clear. It's like,
things hashed out a bit, but like about a year ago, again, I wasn't like going to go full bore with that myself, but it's like, yeah, you know, I see these things. I see that kind of shit. And I'm like, yeah, I get why those guys take the position they take. That's not the direction I want to go, but I get it. But it's like now they're boisterously like, just like, you know, saying like we can't actually overthrow the United States government because like that's what the Jews want. It's like, what? We can't overthrow the United States government because we don't have any ability to do so. But like,
you're crazy.
Jews don't want that to happen. That's nuts. It's silly. Silliness.
These nuts on your chair.
So I'm also kind of curious.
But it
why,
was
where this,
funny. It wasn't
it's
that funny.
Interesting to me.
It was funny.
That this brutal anti-Christianity these guys are interested in, how somehow Fuentes never comes into the crosshairs on that with his sort of Catholic LARPing, but whatever, not my problem, honestly. It's just an interesting observation.
Just because everyone's full of shit and they just make things up. Everyone is just tactically full of shit. No one has any actual like principles.
Yeah.
They all just ignore what they don't want and they make things up when they need them. And it's just the entire thing is a joke.
Yep.
And it can't die fast enough.
Yep.
America can't die fast enough.
It's just like, I am actually so happy, and, you know, I'm just so happy to be in a place now where, like, we don't need to be nice to anybody. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, these people, go ahead, like, attack us, whatever. I don't care. I don't care what you say. Yeah, call me fat, call me Jewish, all the shit you're going to say, but you're never going to say I'm fucking wrong, because you can't. I mean, those two things are obviously wrong as well, but it's interesting. That's all you got to say. Whatever. I don't give a fuck. I'm just so happy to, like, we just do our thing here. It's a bespoke kind of a thing. It's not like any of these other things, and that's fine. It's very comfortable where we are, where we've placed ourselves, and all these other people can fuck off.
So this is great right here. So I'm at armreg_official, because it's armreg time. Armreg.us is the new website for petrodollar denominated pricing and on Holocaust books, and there's also armreg.co.uk still the classic site. armreg_official at the Twitter there. TRS1 discount code. And this is kind of funny. I just see this Auschwitz, the first gassing, and it says rumor in
the
reality.
First gassing.
I would want it to be like humor in reality. It'd be funny as like a joke book.
Humor and reality, but the problem is that the humor. It's
funny.
It is humor. There is humor. The first gassing story actually is funny.
The first gassing of human beings in Auschwitz is claimed to have occurred on September 3rd, 1941. The accounts reporting it are the archetypes for all later gassing accounts. This study exhibits the sources about this alleged event and analyzes them critically. It shows that these sources contradict each other in every essential point, as usual, rendering it impossible to extract a consistent story. Original wartime documents inflict the final blow to the tale of the first homicidal gassing. So you can grab that at Armreg, TRS1 discount code, armreg.us. That's volume 20 of Holocaust handbooks. Yeah.
And I know
that's good stuff.
I know that some people are like, you know, tough times. You got to get deluxe Butts. This is the 50th anniversary edition of Arthur Butts' Hoax of the 20th Century. Fully revised, expanded, updated to be totally current with the latest information and knowledge. Butts and I think Rudolph have edited and revised it together like several times. This is the latest with the best information. And I know some people might be saying, but Mike, but Sven, times are tough. The economy is tough. It's a little hard. I'd be like, well, think about it this way.
How tough it's
as long as there's inflation, that just makes these books cheaper. Because the prices stay the same. So you're getting an inflation discount.
It's like, look, times are tough. I need your money more now than ever, so send it.
Yeah. But also, no, but think about it. Like, your dollars are worth less, but you're getting the same book for the same amount of dollars. You are getting a fucking good deal.
And you can get a discount. TRS-1. So you said there was a new sales pitch that I'm not aware of?
That was my new sales pitch.
Oh, okay.
To say that, like, your inflated, your less valuable inflated Federal Reserve notes you could get these books for the same amount, so you're getting an inflation discount. I don't know if that's something that they would actually want me to say, but I think it's pretty good.
Let's see. So where is a nice picture of the Holocaust Encyclopedia? Is the other one you want to check out if you haven't already?
The real pitch is, I was sort of tongue in cheek with that inflation bit. These books are important. And you have to get them because you need to have hard copies of these things, like literal physical copies of this stuff, of this information and this knowledge. Yeah. We need to have as many people having these things in physical form, so this knowledge and this information doesn't die, because Jews are absolutely trying to wipe this shit off the internet.
Yep.
There was a time when you used to be able to get a lot of material like this on archive.org. It's harder and harder to find it. They've scrubbed some of it. They're recategorizing it, trying to get rid of it. And eventually they probably
so just
want to
go get it at so you want to go get it armreg.us, armreg.co.uk, armreg_official on Twitter. Discount code TRS1 will give you 15% off, and with that we will go enjoy a nice $28 peanut butter and Aldi turkey lunch. We'll be right back.
You are listening to The Daily Shower, as racist and sexist as they can be. We're gonna